there's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games. Let's take a look through the oblong window and get out those paper-friendly scissors to commemorate the iconic TV learning facility.
It's Play School.
There's Play School on the advent of its 45th anniversary on TV. They might not look a day older than when the pilot first aired, but the collective gang of toys that have typified our childhood alongside Benita, George and that controversial Noni Hazelhurst, who recently spiced up Storytime under the rocket clock with an explicit message inciting children to go to sleep. And with all the changes and developments that continue to transform the taxpayer-funded broadcaster, there have been some serious doubts relayed over whether the gang will crack the half century. Ever since the appointment of the head of TV's Kim Dalton in 2006. Play School is produced entirely from within the ABC compound, and it has been from day one. But many believe Dalton is intent on imparting an agenda to phase out this local production, already dismissing some 30-odd in-house producers. Will Jemima, Big Ted and all the gang face middle age out on the street? Annie Wiley opened wide to come inside with former broadcaster Darce Cassidy, part of the political group Friends of the ABC.
Kim Dalton at the ABC has been pushing for a move to having less in-house production for about 5 years now. But what does this mean for iconic Australian shows like Play School, which is now in its 45th year and still going very strong?
I think it's a threat to the independence of the ABC and to the diversity of ABC productions. This is not to say that the ABC should not outsource any production, but I think it has been important that the ABC retains its own production capacity and is not at the mercy of external producers. People like Dalton have long argued that it's more efficient to use the so-called independent production sector. But I question the use of the word independent. I think it's more correct to describe it as the commercial production centre. And the ABC, of course, is meant to be a public service broadcaster. And I worry about the ABC losing its independence, losing its capacity to make major productions internally.
On that note of commercialising, something like Play School, it seems to have a format that is, it couldn't be pulled off by another production trying to do a similar thing, especially in this age of Bratz Dolls and Ben 10 and, you know, a much sort of older level of children's programming. So do you think that this commercialisation, which essentially what it would be, would mean that shows formatted in this way might be lost forever?
I think there's a worry, you know, it's not impossible that a private production house could produce such a program, but it's less likely. They tend to be caught up in their own world, in their own worldview, and the likelihood of them coming up with the sort of material that the ABC comes up with internally is less so. We've tended to see the commercial production sector, you know, caught up in fashions, in particular genres, and the actual creative ability that they once had, and I think it's true to say that a lot of those early small production houses were innovative, but as time has gone by, they've grown, they've become much more like businesses. They're no longer like artist collectives, they're much more like businesses.
So do you think that by using private contractors, the ABC will have more tune-in-once sort of viewers as opposed to regular watchers who will tune in for generations?
I don't know if it'd go that directly, but I think there's a danger that the ABC loses its distinctiveness if it is not able to produce its own material in-house. If you give up the major production facilities you have, if you give up those people that have been with the ABC for many years and they're all just absorbed into the external world, then I think you give up that special or a deal of that special ABC look and feel.
Besides revenue, what are the reasons behind downsizing productions?
The argument has been that internal production is expensive in the sense that you may have to maintain production facilities like large studios, camera crews and so forth that you can't use all the time. If you're only using a facility 7 months of the year, you're wasting those 5 months of all that equipment, all those buildings and sitting there. And there's an element of truth in that. But I think that the way around that is to use a mixed model, to continue to use external producers, but to have your own capacity internally, so you've always got your own independence, your own style, your own distinctiveness. Once you give up all of your capacity to produce internally, you're stuck with having to go outside all the time. And what we've tended to see in Australia is that the external production companies, which started off as being fairly small scale, which started off as being quite innovative, they get taken over by the major corporations. The sort of material that those commercial production houses can produce are being produced on Channel 10, Channel 9 and Channel 7. We're looking to the ABC to have a different style, and I fear that'll be lost if it no longer has the capacity to go it alone and you know, do its own thing.
Spelling it out for Annie Wiley, Darcy Cassidy was giving us the ABC to Play School's monumental anniversary.